just another year. It's not as though I really need you. If you were here, I'd only leave you. But everybody else in town wants to be. Well, I know it might sound strange, but I believe we'll be coming back before too long.
Hasta la vista, baby.
This is me. A lot of times comes You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one by Ty Segall, taken from the Record Store Day 12-inch, issued by Goner Records, called Tyrex. About 6-7 songs on there, all T-Rex covers, all pretty much the earlier material there. That was Salamand Palaganda. Ty Segall actually has a new record coming out, I believe middle of June, called Goodbye Bread. That's going to be released by Drag City. I heard a little sneak peek of it the other night, and it's pretty damn good, and a little different from what he's been doing in the past, taking some crib notes from his time in the Sick Alps, I think. Plenty to get through this week. Some new stuff by Religious Knives, Psychedelic Horseshit, a new song from the double LP by Mist, the duo of Sam Goldberg and John Elliott of Emeralds there. Some new stuff on Not Fun, new track from the Alps, Mountains, MV, and EE. And hopefully around 10:30 or so, we should have an on-the-air interview with Crystal Stilts, or at least one of the members. They will be hitting Vancouver tomorrow night at the Biltmore for their very first Vancouver appearance. We should have at least one of the members on the phone in about 20 minutes or so. So tune in for that. Right now I'm going to play the newest one by Australia's Circle Pit from their new 7-inch on Hardly Art. The song's called Honey.
Thank you. It's time to get weird. Weird 3 is a double-stage, multi-city music marathon curated by Weird Canada, recently named by CBC Radio 3 as the best indie music website in the country. This traveling caravan features 19 emerging Canadian bands in an explosive happening of audible euphoria. Red Mass, Dirty Beaches, Gobble Gobble, Weird Visions, The Famines, Long Long Long, Hobo Cubes, Femininelli, Velvet Chrome, Feral Children, Silver Dapple, Ketamines, Makeout Videotape, Manic Attracts, Roll Mock, Needles Pins, and Babysitter. It's all going down Sunday, May 22nd at the Waldorf Hotel. Doors at 5:30, music starts at 6. Tickets are available from Zoo Shop on Main Street and online at wyrdiii.eventbrite.com.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Weird Fest, that should be pretty amazing. Glad that they're going to make it out to Vancouver. A lot of great bands who have not played here yet. Very excited to see Red Mass as a part of that. Past songs here played MV and EE, Matt Valentine and Erica Elderby with their new LP, Country Stash. Just issued on Three Lobed. That song was Crash Palace at Records. And the new Cake Kitchen with Poor Bicameral Mind. That's Graham Jeffries, New Zealand native. Kangaroos in My Top Paddock is the name of that LP there. And then before that, from the neighboring Australia, Circle Pit with Honey, taken from their new 7-inch, just issued on the Hardly Art Records. Up next, we're going to play a new one here from a long-running group, Religious Knives, based out of Brooklyn. They have a new LP on the Sacred Bones label, been pretty quiet over the last few years, despite years and years of issuing CDRs, tapes, and just a handful of releases were coming out seemingly every few months from those guys, and then nothing. Anyways, new LP on Sacred Bones. This song here is called Private Air.
We'll be right back.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. That was a brand new one there by Brooklyn's Religious Knives, taken from their new LP on Sacred Bones. That song there was Private Air. And on the air right now, we have, I believe it's JB from Brooklyn band Crystal Stilts. Are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Are you guys in Vancouver yet? Are you on the road?
No, we actually are in Vancouver, but we're in Vancouver,
Washington.
Washington.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're playing Seattle tonight and Vancouver the following night.
Excellent. How is the how's the tour going so far?
It's going good. It's going really well.
It's just you on the tour, right? And you're just picking up bands along the way, basically.
Yeah, we did. We did about a week of the tour with a group from Brooklyn called German Measles. But other than that, we've just been doing little little parts with various bands. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any bands that have kind of stuck out that should be paying attention to?
We played with a band called Young Prisms. They were pretty cool.
Yeah, they were actually they were just up here with Moon Duo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we played with Moon Duo too. They're great. All this stuff. I heard you just mentioned you were playing a Sacred Bones record.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
Yeah, we're actually doing an EP with on that label in a few months. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great label. Do you know the guys in the Religious Knives at all? I know it's a. It's a big city in for New York, obviously. But
I think I do know him, but it's like I haven't connected him with the band. Like I think I know him. Like I'm acquainted with him, but I don't know him like through the band. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a few kind of questions about the current record. I kind of found the first one to be. A bit more like kind of like 80s leaning in sound, maybe like in influences. This one seems to be a bit more all over the map. But most striking to me is like an early rock and roll feel. Am I hearing things, or is that something you were thinking about?
That's probably true. Although I don't really listen to a ton of early rock and roll, I am kind of. A big fan of early rock and roll. It's kind of a big part of all, I guess, of all rock music. So
yeah, of course. Was there a particular producer or like a record, and you guys all kind of agreed on, and you're like, let's, you know, like lean towards that, maybe towards for the new record. Was that, or is it just?
I had to say no, because we. It was kind of like, it wasn't even that premeditated. It's kind of, for me, I like to kind of mix things, because I like going to one or two different like things and being like, we got to sound like that, or like that kind of thing. Kind of, it's just like, you know, you're putting a shelf life on it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing for me. So I kind of like to just mix it up from song to song and the record isn't even totally cohesive in from my point of view, like from like sonically. I mean, it sounds the same because it was made on the same equipment.
But, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's some more like way more upbeat songs right next to some like gloomier stuff, maybe more reminiscent of the first record. It kind of makes me think that because there was such a big, no, I guess not that big, like 3 years between the two records, that maybe some of these songs are a little older, or maybe even
they are kind of older. Like those songs, it's funny because the songs on not all of them, but about half of them are probably from around the time that the first record came out. Like that's when we were writing them, because the songs from the first record are from like 2005 and 2006.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Earlier.
Yeah, I actually.
We're kind of picking up the pace though now. Like as far as like it's a little bit more up to date, and I think we're putting out a new EP, and then we'll probably start, you know, with another LP hopefully as well.
Yeah. Is this I mean, obviously, when you first started, it was like self-release things on the Feathery Tongue label and little 7 inches here and there. Is this becoming a full-time job for you guys? Are you guys able to live off this yet, or is it at that point?
I mean, we are. I think we are. It's kind of like I have no other choice. It's kind of like I'm going in the direction of music in general for my life. That's like what. That's like all I can. I think I can do really. You know.
Yeah.
Something in the field, like you know. If it's not the band, if we're not the Rolling Stones, obviously, so...
Yeah, well, I think that day is gone.
Something in the field I will be involved in the band, as long as it can go, I'll deal with it, so...
Yeah, well, it's great to see the continuing success, and the new record is great, and I think it's a big leap from the first one.
Thanks.
So playing tomorrow night here in Vancouver at the Biltmore. This is your very first appearance in Vancouver here, and I think you're going to be playing to a pretty packed show tomorrow night.
That's great, man.
So thanks for doing the interview here, and we will we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone.
Yeah, no problem. This next track here is from the new Crystal Stilts LP, just issued on Slumberland. The song is called Half a Moon.
Oh, Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. That was J.B. Townsend from Crystal Stilts. You're playing their very first show here in Vancouver at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Not sure if that one's sold out. It's probably pretty close. I wouldn't miss this. Apparently the live show is fantastic. And yeah, the new record is great. That last song we heard there, anyways, was Psychedelic Horseshit, taken from their new LP on Fat Cat Records. Pretty big leap for them from pretty small labels like Woodsist to go to Fat Cat. And yeah, quite a change in direction as well. Really wild record. I can't recommend it anymore. It's called Laced, and the song there we heard was Tropical Vision. And yes, before that was Crystal Stilts with Half a Moon, taken from In Love with Oblivion, their new LP on Slumberland Records, and Religious Knives, also from Brooklyn there, with their new LP Smokescreen on Sacred Bones. And the song we heard was a Private Air. Right now we're going to play a new song from an ex-member of Jackie O Motherfucker. Probably a lot of ex-members from that group there, including one in Vancouver here. Anyways, she now goes under the name Wise Blood and the Dark Juices. New LP on Not Not Fun called The Outside Room. This song here is called Storms That Breed.
Thank you. Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track there was United Waters, the new solo project of Brian Sullivan, who played in the noise rock duo Malthus. He's got a new LP on Arbitrary Signs, which I believe is run by Pete Nolan of Magic Markers. Anyways, we heard Statuary there, and Your First Ever River is the name of the record, and Wise Blood and the Dark Juices from her new LP on Not Fun called Outside Room. And that song there was Storms That Breed. Right now we're going to play the A-side to this most recent Son of Ra 7-inch. This is actually the original version of Bump Up, which was first put out by Not Fun on a 7-inch at least about a year ago now. And that's it was called Bump Up High Step, a slightly modified version. And this is the original stripped down here. So this is a new 7-inch just issued by Monophonus Press. So this is Sun Ra with Bump Up.
Thank you. you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Riff with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with Pop Drones. Last track we heard there was a new one from Dylan Ettinger from Indiana. New 7-inch on Not Not Fun. That song there was Baptism. And then before that we heard a little excerpt from a sidelong piece from France's High Wolf, taken from a split with Annapurna Illusion. New LP on that group Tightener. That was Amazon Love Call. Part 1 to 4. We probably heard part 2 to 3 in there. And Son of Ra before that with Bump Up from his new 7-inch on Monophonus Press. Right now we got a little bit of a sneak peek here of the new Mist record, which is the duo of Sam Goldberg, also known as Radio People, and John Elliott, who is one-third of Emeralds, amongst many, many other things. So they have a new 2LP set issued by Spectrum Spools, a new subsidiary label of Editions Mego, which is actually being curated and run by John Elliott of the aforementioned Emeralds and Mist here. Anyway, it's one of their very first releases, of course, is this. The record is called House, and the song we're about to hear is called Mist House. We have Luke Meat with A Noise coming up next. Might not hear from me again before then, but after this we'll be playing a new track from Mountains and a new little piece from the Alps record on Mexican Summer. Again, thanks to JB Townsend for calling in from Crystal Stilts there, playing at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Luke Meat with A Noise coming up next. This is Mist.
Meow, 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 meow